Chapter 3. A Letter to Dr. Polly. When the Green Llama slipped through the door of the apartment house on West 24th Street and into Dr. Valco's office, he was perfectly aware that he was being followed. His ears, trained in a Buddhist monastery to apprehend sounds inaudible to ordinary men, had caught the low-voiced command given by the Crimson Hand. He was in the reception room when Shag Hennessy paused outside the open door. He could see the gunman plainly, although he in his dark green robe was completely invisible. Therefore, he saw the gunman prepare to enter. The sound that Shag had heard was the rustle of the robe as the Green Llama leaped upward to grab the top of the door with strong fingers that lifted him easily. There he propped himself between the top of the open door and the molding above it. An ordinary man would have been unable to maintain his balance there, to say nothing of holding on with such narrow support. But the Green Llama had held more difficult positions, according to the yoga, for hours. So it was easy for him to stay there, over the gunman's head, while the machine gun sprayed in every direction, except straight up. He was still there when Shag finished with the other rooms. For a moment he thought of dropping to the floor and capturing the man with the aid of the kata, but decided that there would be little value in it at this stage. The Green Llama was so proficient with the scarf that he could use just the right amount of pressure to make the victim unconscious instead of killing him. He had been taught the use of the garrote by Jnanatiloka, the recognized master of that weapon among the Thugis in India. So far, the Green Llama was only guessing at the plot in the mind of the gang leader. With so little to go on, he was not one to be precipitant in his actions. While Gary was engaged in battle with the gangsters outside, the Green Llama, using a tiny flash, was quickly searching the office. In the examination room, he bent to pick up a tiny piece of paper from the floor. He looked at it carefully, then tasted it with the tip of his tongue. He nodded to himself and chuckled quietly, but there was no humor in the silent laughter. Standing by the window, the Green Llama watched the arrival of the police and the arrest of Gary. As the officers entered the apartment building, he slipped through the open window and stood, invisible in the half-darkness.